Kalani's teams are now 23-4 when they don't allow a sack. And then Jake was at a real good feel for things for tonight, taking off to the tune of 62 rushing yards. Jake is on the headset. Jake Reagan, hands upstairs. How are you?
What's up, guys? I'm doing good. I wish I had a little more yards on that last run. I don't know where those holding calls came from.
40 yards.
Must have been Casper. So.
You would have had a 100-yard night, Jake.
40 yards.
It would have been 100-yard. That would have been super fun.
I got to tell you, though, Jake. I do not like those holding calls. You go back and you watch, Tase just pancaked the guy. And the hold down in the middle, I don't think that that was right either. No. So I think that they just didn't like the fact you were going to go over 100 yards rushing.
That must have been the case or something. I don't know. In Wyoming, there's a lot of supernatural things going on here. So I don't know if there's Casper or something going on. But, it was calls that we might not agree with. But we got back up and played the next play, and I was proud of the guys for that.
You guys just got to 3-0 off of back-to-back away wins. Well done.
Thank you. That's a big deal. I'm proud of it.
Yeah, no joke going on the road back-to-back times in the non-conference and to be perfect heading into Big 12 play, I think deserves a lot of respect. What did you expect from Wyoming coming into tonight, and what did they show you compared to what you prepared for?
Tough and physical, you know. That's Wyoming brand right there in a nutshell. It's tough and physical, and those guys are going to play you tough all the way to the end of the game, which they did. You saw them, their offense drive down late in the field and try to put up points. And so I was super proud of our guys for matching that physicality and superseding it and going over that physicality. They showed a lot of man on film and ran a bunch of zone in the first half, and so we had to adjust to that a little bit. And once we got adjusted to it, we started to move the ball really well.
So, Jake, you were the leading rusher as well tonight by nearly 30 yards. And I talk about the running back situation. You've got a couple of injured running backs, your number one and number two backs, and trying to figure that out now going into Big 12 play. Talk to me a little bit about the run game. How much do you feel like you can shoulder and take and put on yourself, and how much do you feel like you need some of these young guys to step up and start carrying the ball?
I'm going to run it as much as I'm asked to run it, no doubt. At the end of the game, Coach called my number on that big run that we were just talking about, and I was like, let's go do it. I love that play call. It was a great call, and it was a great play. The young guys did a good job running the ball too, especially late in the game. I think they popped a few, did a good job. Those young guys, I mean, those freshmen out there, Pokai and Shione Moa, those guys are just tough physical runners. I believe in all of our backs in our room. Those guys can all run the ball really, really well. Falau, this one-week deal, hopefully, he's going to get back and be stronger than ever. He's having a kid this weekend, so I'm going to call him as soon as I can, mm-hmm. hopefully make sure that kid doesn't come until tomorrow or something mm-hmm. like that, so I can get down there and support him with that. But, you know, those two backs are tough dudes at the top of the list, but the guys behind them know how to step up and just play physical. Those guys run really hard. Miles did a great job running hard tonight. And, you know, they might not have had a lot of yards at the end of the day, but how many times did I get to pull the ball and run for a lot of yards because those guys drew the entire defense in on the opposite side?
Yep.
You brought up Pokai, and how about putting the trust in a freshman for kind of a special play with the double throw that you found Chase downfield for 30?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of had tryouts for that in practice, and he won the job. So he got to go out there and do it. It was a good job. He didn't let the moment get too big. He didn't let the lights shine too bright. But
it's got to be a good throwback to you, right? You got to have something to work with.
Yeah, it was a great throwback. Really good. I had something to work with, and then I threw the ball deep downfield to Chase. Really good job. And if you know Pokai, he's the goofiest dude on this team. He's a fun lover. He's always doing something random. He's got a vlog camera with him on every road trip, on everything we do. It's so fun. So I'm not surprised that he could go out there and do it when his number was called. He did a great job there, and he also did a great job running the ball late.
And you're also not surprised that Chase Roberts comes down with a football when you throw it up to him.
No, I'm not surprised at that at all.
Yeah, that's becoming more and more common. Jake, let's go into that one interception that you threw, a little bit of an underthrow towards that north end zone. Walk us through what you saw and what you would do differently.
Just get the ball over top to Cody. Cody is a great catcher over the shoulder. So if I get that ball over the shoulder, Cody's going to catch a touchdown, and we're going to be dancing and celebrating. It'll be a different story. But I'm going to give props to that DB. It was a heck of a play. He got his eyes back in man coverage. It's really hard to get your eyes back on a play like that. And he did a really good job of opening hips, gets the head back, and go up for the ball. It wasn't really 50-50. The DB made a great play on that play.
Three guys, I think, get into the end zone for the first time this year on touchdown passes from you. Kibo on a really good play design. Cody with his hand on the ground, staying upright and alert. And then Darius with a nice find at the goal line. Good to see everybody getting involved tonight.
Oh, yeah, everybody did. I don't know how many receivers we had on the night, but we had a lot. It's always good. It's just how do you break down our team? You might think that Chase got a little bit of the extra load. But other than that, I mean, we got guys who can do it at any point in the game. Even Swanson got a catch in there late and made a great play from Gary. And so I just love how we have so many guys willing to do it at any moment. Kibo's touchdown was so great. It was so set up so awesome because, you know, Tava had all the attention. Tava with two touchdowns the last 2 weeks. I'm sorry to end his streak this week, but Kibo did a great job being super patient on that play. It was a great play design that we had, and did a great job executing it. And Miles, got to shout out Miles, because he ran the corner into the end, or the linebacker who was manning him into the end zone so Kibo could walk in the end zone there. It was nice to see. Darius should have had two touchdowns. I missed him on the fade late in the half, first half, but did a good job getting in there. It was super nice to get him on that. That was one of those plays where we picked up a blitz, and I stepped up in the pocket and delivered the ball to Darius, who ran a great route and was open. And shout out to the O-line. I mean, they did a great job tonight.
I love how you share the credit. By the way, we have the number up here, but you take a guess. How many BYU players caught passes tonight?
12 sounds high.
12's good. 12's on the number.
Wow.
12 is good. That's what it was tonight, including Cody Hagan, too. So, yeah, 12 different receivers tonight. Tremendous. And I opened up by talking about the fact no sacks tonight, and I think it's 3 sacks in 3 games now is all that BYU's allowed. How important is that number to you?
Really important. Sacks can be drive killers. You ask a defensive guy, and they need sacks because that kills the drive. You put you in second and long, third and long, not a good place to be, especially when you're behind the sticks. So, I take pride in that. I take pride in no sacks, and those O-linemen did a great job tonight preventing them, and 3 and 3 games is a good number. I think we can do even better.
And shout out to the right guard, Austin Leusa, with his first start tonight, too.
Yeah, awesome dude, awesome guy, awesome wife, awesome kids. Love that guy. Proud of him.
So, Jake, Gary Bohannon gets out on the field for some cleanup duty, and he goes 3 of 3 for 27 yards. As you mentioned, he found a couple of different targets. What's that interaction like? What are you saying to him as he's coming on? What's he saying to you as he's coming onto the field? And how do you feel about Gary's performance tonight?
Really funny, because I think it was at the 2-minute warning. His first throw was he like sprint out, or Nancy, naked fake, and he threw a nice ball to Reiner, and he took a hit there. And I was like, when's the last time you took a hit? And he said, I think 2008. Really funny. Awesome to see that guy do what he does. He's a great quarterback. I told him when he was going out there, I said, go sling it, baby. Go sling the rock around the yard and have fun doing it.
Awesome stuff. Jake, always good speaking with you. Congrats on getting to 3-0. Congrats on the win. By the way, your 151 pass efficiency rating tonight is a new high for you against an FBS opponent. Really well earned in every way. And have a good one next week against K-State. That should be a lot of fun on a late Saturday night in Provo.
It's going to be really late.
Thanks, have a guys. Really good game. Thank you, Jake.
Appreciate you.
Stay after him, Jake.
All right, Kalani Sitake next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.